A little follow-up on a story that we had just a couple of days ago. You might remember that we came forth with a story that I discovered from the Detroit online sources of the Detroit Free Press and Detroit News covering the unfortunate death of a suburban commissioner in the town of Royal Oak who died. And I was intrigued because one of the reports had referenced a contributory factor of COVID-19, and the other suggested that COVID-19 was not a cause of death. And I was intrigued because, of course, in this world of COVID that we live in and so much of the controversies and ongoing debate, especially when it comes to those who are sick and even die for the COVID-19 relationship, how do we have one story and two different outcomes? Pat Johnston decided to step up and do the investigative reporting for us this morning. You have the follow-up, Pat Johnston. So what did you do regarding that story after we talked about it? When kind of we were puzzled.
Well, I decided to actually go to the reporters themselves from both the Detroit News and Free Press and ask them.
What a quaint idea. going right to the source.
I did. I just told them that we talked about this on the Morning Team show, and we were just a little confused. Real critical or actually accusing anybody of trying to do something wrong. We were just a little confused with how the stories were presented because, as you said in the Detroit News story, go ahead, it was presented as COVID-19 did not play a role in that commissioner's death, whereas in the Free Press, they said it was a contributory cause.
Yeah, and it was headlined that way.
It was headlined that way, right.
Which is what intrigued me in the first place to even click on it.
So I contacted Michael Martindale from the Detroit News, and I just said, I was wondering if he could just clear this up for us. So here's what he wrote back to me. So when I interviewed him, this is the medical examiner in Oakland County, says, when I interviewed him, he stressed her collapse, coma, and eventual death was attributed to her type 1 diabetes, which apparently had not been managed properly. When I inquired about the virus as a factor, he stressed twice. While she tested positive and may have been a carrier, she did not show any ailments related to the virus, and her death was related to her diabetic history. So that was what Michael Martindale wrote.
Which is why he wrote it as saying that there was no COVID relationship.
That is correct.
Okay. All right.
Now, I contacted Christina Hall with the Detroit Free Press, and I got the editor of the Detroit Free Press, Steve Peppel. And Mr. Peppel said, and I'm quoting, by the way, everybody, when I'm reading this, our article clearly states that Kim Gibbs died of brain damage resulting from complications from her diabetes. We also reported that she was COVID-19 positive at the time of her death, and that it was listed in the autopsy as a contributory cause. Our information came directly from Dr. Dragovich, the Oakland County medical examiner. Here is what he told us in an email, directly copied and pasted from the email. It says, contributory causes, type 1 diabetes with complications, COVID-19 positive upon admission to Beaumont Hospital. I hope this clears things up. So there you go.
Okay.
Those are two things. Now, I also grabbed this story from the Metro Times.
Oh, there's another story.
Yeah, the Detroit Metro Times.
I missed the third story. Okay.
I sort of liked how they wrote it. Here's what they said. Royal Oak commissioner who declared coronavirus pandemic is over in April was infected with COVID-19 before she died. Kim Gibbs, 48, tested positive for COVID-19 while she was at Beaumont Hospital in Royal Oak, where she was taken after she was found unconscious at her home on August 5th. Gibbs was taken off life support after she had encephalopathy, a brain injury caused by oxygen deprivation. Whether COVID-19 played a role in her death is unknown.
All right.
So that is what they.
So there you go.
That is how they presented
Metro
it.
Metro Times decided to. Okay, right. It was there. You can decide for yourself.
That's right.
Okay.
A question I would ask is, if she had oxygen deprivation, wouldn't that be some indication there's a problem with her lungs?
Which that could been... be. That could be. Well, right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right.
But I find it's interesting.
So, I was just going to say, again, though, from the Detroit Free Press editor, and he copied that email. It does say contributory causes, diabetes with complications, and COVID-19 is in there. And so they weren't making it up or lying or anything like that over at the Free Press.
And that's what the question was. What did the autopsy report itself show?
Right.
going back to the Detroit news person, and you said he talked directly.
Directly, like, right.
To the Oakland County Examiner, and at that, apparently in the conversation doesn't seem to suggest that he said anything in the conversation of COVID-19.
Right.
So you wonder, did he get an autopsy report that he was relying on directly, or was he just relying on the conversation?
Yeah, right.
And, okay.
So that is where that story lies.
And again...
But there is agreement that she was that she had COVID-19.
Yeah. I do like that Metro Times take. I missed that completely.
Whether or not that was the cause of her death was unknown, right.
Which, again, ladies and gentlemen, goes back to what intrigued me in the first place, because I know this is the ongoing talk and conversation in a lot of different ways, and certainly localized here. We know if you listen to the Art Lewis show and opinions and thoughts being expressed about COVID-19 and the way that some deaths are being reported and whether or not COVID-19 is there or not.
Right. I mean, I'm still holding on to, well, until I'm proven wrong, I guess. I don't think we have a full account and number of how many people have died from this. I think the number will grow once time goes on. I think there are many that have not been reported. That is just my opinion. Also, we know that this causes that this is causing a lot of problems for some people. Yes, they will recover. And that's one thing I stress to people I talk to. Yes, it's good when you can report how many people recovered from this, but there are some people who are dealing with some long-term benefits. And we still don't understand. And here's the problem with this virus. We don't understand why it affects certain people and why it doesn't affect certain people. That's the other thing that is still baffling the science community a lot. Why does it spread at certain places, but it doesn't spread, you know, in other places? That is what is driving some people mad about this. And I can understand why it caused some confusion and makes some people upset.
Did you mean long-term implications? You said long-term benefits.
Oh, benefits. I say benefits. Sorry. No.
Yeah, long-term implications.
Yes. Long-term, not benefits. Sorry.
He was thinking of his retirement plan.
Like, yeah. I see.
Yeah, for long-term benefits.
Sorry. Thank you, Dave. Thank you for saying that. No, clearing it up. No, that there are long-term problems that some of the people are dealing with. And so, yeah, well, I don't know. And so just take it seriously. But at times, I have to say, when you get stories like this, though, I can understand why there would be confusion.
Further as to the confusion.
Right.
But that's why we presented it out there, so you can have information that we think might be interesting, helpful, whether it's confusing or not, to allow you to search out, seek out, and hopefully inform yourself as you're forming your own opinions.